Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
World War II is undoubtedly the most filmed conflict in history, and each time a new movie on the subject comes out, it's a reminder of how many different stories have been written about those 6 years. Well, this time the story is told from the point of view of Denmark. It's called Into the Darkness. Into the Darkness opens on a family gathering, the wedding anniversary of Carl and Eva. As they come out of their house to greet their guests and family, three sons, one daughter, and Carl's son from a previous marriage, Michael, they're interrupted by low-flying planes dropping leaflets. War has broken out. And no sooner has it started than it's pretty much over. The little kingdom of Denmark is no match for the mighty Third Reich and surrenders almost immediately. The nations of Scandinavia, according to this movie, dealt with the German invaders in different ways.
Hvorfor giver vi bare op?
Tyskland er verdens stærkeste militærmagt.
Men hvad sker der så nu?
For instance, Sweden declared itself neutral, while Norway was ruled by a puppet government led by the notorious Quisling. Denmark attempted to steer a path between the two, not rocking the boat, but not actively assisting the German war effort.
Det eneste er sikkert, at vi ikke er i eget hus.
Tyskerne har besat landet, og I er fuldstændig ligeglade.
Vel er vi ej?
Hvorfor tror du det?
Det er godt at se, at I kæmper videre for Danmarks ære med kniv og gaffel.
Like all good family-at-war epics, the contrasting attitudes within Denmark are personified by the various family members. Second oldest son Axel is a hothead, wanting to resist the invader but not knowing how. His half-brother Michael, already a soldier, is persuaded by his colleagues to admire, even support, the ultra-professional German army.
Regeringen har holdt os for nar. De offrer nogle få tapre folk i Sønderjylland, og så forærer de bare landet væk til fjenden med et høfligt buk.
Meanwhile, the two youngest brothers are more interested in jazz than politics, and sister Helene falls in love with a dashing U-boat captain, to her mother's dismay.
Hvor er du den fra?
Det er en gave.
Eller den sender du tilbage med det samme.
Min mor, han er jo forelsket i mig.
Min voksen mand forsøger at fordreje hovedet på to piber.
Mother Eva comes from old money and feels free to say what she likes about the invaders. But for her husband, Carl, it's not so simple. With the British market gone, he's forced to do business with the German government, and they want to modify his electronic goods for war work.
Ordrebogen, den er helt blank, så jeg skal skaffe kapital. Vores maskiner er så lette at indstille til krigsproduktion. Der sætter jeg altså grænsen.
The pressure on Denmark's conscience is what Into the Darkness is mostly about. And like similar stories from then-occupied countries, France, Czechoslovakia, the Netherlands, even Germany itself, the full scope of the Nazi regime dawns slowly.
Is there any possibility for us to help us further to Sweden?
In Denmark are we still lige for law, and it gælder også jøder.
Der ikke nogen leg der.
Jeg vil være med.
A Jewish couple, friends of Eva, arrive one night desperate for one of the family to ship them to neutral Sweden immediately. The family try to reassure them, this is Denmark, not Germany. Everyone is equal here, Danes and Jews. Until, of course, they're not.
Skal vi nu til at være en del af den tyske krigsmaskine?
Jeg prøver bare at redde, hvad reddes kan.
Du har en vidunderlig mand, som gør alt for dig og børnene. Nu skal du ikke gøre det sværere for ham.
The stories of nations under occupation do have common elements. Some citizens collaborate with the occupiers, anxious to stay on side with the winners. Some go underground and risk life and limb in the resistance. And most keep their head down and survive, making an increasing number of compromises along the way.
Jeg vil sige til din søn, at jeg ikke vil se ham i tysk uniform her i
huset. Der er rigtig mange, der skifter mening efter alle tyskernes sejre.
I disse tider må vi da hjælpe hinanden.
Into the Darkness is workmanlike rather than groundbreaking, but the best bits of the story are those that are most Danish. What was life like under occupation in that country? How do you maintain a safe distance from the occupier while still keeping your workers employed and your family fed?
Sådan som I snakker, skulle man tro, at jeg er den eneste, der er modstander og Skavenius' forræderi.
As always, Into the Darkness asks the one question that most of us, thank God, have never had to ask ourselves. What would I do in that situation? Would I have behaved as badly as the worst or as well as the best? It's not called The Darkness for nothing.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.